Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are going to talk about a big event coming up in a couple of weeks, Bourbon and Boxwood. It's with Washington Heritage Museums. It's going to be at the Mary Washington House, and we will give you all the information on it as we go along this morning. Ann Darren is here with the Washington Heritage Museums. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yes, it's a little interesting coming in the day after Labor Day.
It is. After being off for you've got a long weekend and you just kind of jump back in. But
yes,
in your case, by the time you get back to work, you're going to be all ready and rolling. And if everybody else thinks, well, it's going to take noon till about noontime for Ann to get going.
Yeah, I looked at my phone this morning and I have a countdown timer for Bourbon and Boxwood. And today, 18 days.
Oh, 18 days to Bourbon and Boxwood. Also here, and I guess Jennifer Harding is here. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you here. Are you the chair of this event?
I am lucky. This year, I am the event chair.
What does an event chair of this get to do? I guess you get to do
I get to do it all. I do. I get to work with our caterers and work with Anne in developing a really very deep sponsorship plan, which we're so proud of. We've had such a great year this year. I get to work with entertainment, a nice committee pulling together some decor, and of course, drumming up excitement for the event as we get closer and closer to September 22nd.
Lots to cover here this morning. As far as the sponsors go, when I was looking at I think it was either on Facebook or the website, you've got a lot of, you've been doing your job well.
We sure have. This has been a really wonderful year. We began our process back in the early spring, actually, back in March.
We started a little earlier this year. Yeah.
We did, knowing that we could really reach out to many more opportunities in the community. And we have been just thrilled with the overall response. Anne, do you want to talk a little bit about what you've been working on? I know what I've been working on, but I know what you've really pulled into. It's quite impressive, folks.
So this year we had an incredible increase in sponsorship. We had last year a little over $60,000 in sponsorship. This year we have over $82,000 in sponsorship. So just a wonderful increase. We've had a lot of new sponsors this year, a lot of home renovators in the area, banks, just all, and corporate support, and individuals.
When I looked at that, because that was the first thing that jumped out at me when I saw, because usually on all events, you'll have a few sponsors, but I just kept going down and down on the web page. And I thought, this is exciting to see that so many both individuals and businesses have want to get involved in this.
Well, we had sponsorships at most every level, so that allowed us to gain a lot of different sponsorships, because, you know, let's face it, the $2,500 sponsorship isn't for every company.
Sure.
And so we were able to get, it's just tremendous the response we had. We also added a tent sponsor this year, which is Mary Jane O'Neill, and a bar sponsor, Zenith Aviation, which we've not had those levels before, so we're so thankful for their response. And then just levels, as I say, at every price point for people. And we've also had a lot of just donations coming in as well that weren't at a sponsorship level.
I think it's also so exciting to note that the Washington Heritage Museums are really such an important part of Fredericksburg, and our community is really seeming to recognize and latch on to this little exciting museum that really makes our home so, and our home, I mean our Fredericksburg area homes,
right,
so dynamic and interesting that such a variety of organizations are seeing this as a perfect vehicle to align themselves with. It's just wonderful to see.
That is exciting to see, because we've talked about it before, Anne, about how this is, it's these kind of events, and then people also just becoming members, and you know, and giving at various levels. This is what keeps you going. And like Jennifer said, I mean, we'll get into Washington Heritage Museums in case anyone is not aware of who you are and what you are, but you're a big part of the fabric of this community and have been for back to the colonial times.
Yes. So one thing that's been good is from 1890 until approximately 5 years ago, the museums were owned by a different nonprofit and based out of Richmond. And then they offered the ownership of these museums to the Fredericksburg branch, which has been wonderful. We appreciate their supporting the museums for all those years, because that was absolutely wonderful. But being managed locally and having all these local volunteers has been wonderful, because they're now more of the community. And so this year, just as in the past years of this event, we have something called the 1890 Club, and those sponsors recognize the saving of the Mary Washington House in 1890, and they recognize it with a donation of $1,890.
Okay.
Which is wonderful. We've usually had about 6 to 7 families who do that. And certainly it's an area that we're hoping to grow in. But we're so thankful for their support in doing that.
Describe real quick, because I think you were the one who told me this story, and I learned it first from you, you know, about the Mary Washington House almost was, you know, moved away.
Yes. So in 1890, the Columbian Exposition was upcoming in Chicago, Illinois. World's Fair for that time, and they came to Fredericksburg, and there was a discussion of buying, dismantling, and moving the Mary Washington House to Chicago for that exhibit. And if it had gone, in all likelihood, it would not have returned. Other buildings did move there. There was, in fact, a replica, I believe, of Mount Vernon there. Obviously not the real thing, but a replica.
Yeah.
But conversation was overheard. They went to the APVA in Richmond, which was a brand new organization, fought very hard, raised the funds to save the house for all of Fredericksburg and for the nation.
Did you think it was that close?
It really was.
Being gone and just having a little marker, I guess, at 1200 Charles Street today, that would have said, you know, this was where the house was.
Exactly. So how fortunate are we for their tenacity and
yeah.
Go, you know, they were real go-getters and raised money and went to this new organization to seek their help. We're very, very fortunate.
We're talking to Washington Heritage Museums this morning, and specifically Bourbon and Boxwood. It is taking place on the 22nd. From 7 to 10, we'll get into how you can get tickets and all that information when we come back. Jennifer Harding is here and Darren is here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Bourbon and Boxwood coming to the Washington Heritage Museums on September 22nd from 7 to 10 at the Mary Washington House. It's at 1200 Charles Street. And Darren is here. Jennifer Harding is here. And Jennifer, if I want to get tickets for this, how do I get tickets?
You can do that right away. You can go right online to www.washingtonheritagemuseums.org, or you can call our line. Should I give that number as well?
Sure.
It's 540-373-5630. Tickets are selling out. This is really quite a great event. It's kind of funny to talk about it as if everyone knows what it is. Bourbon and Boxwood is a terrific fundraising cocktail party where we celebrate the museum's exciting exhibits. We're able to have wonderful house tours and garden tours. The party takes place right in the backyard of the Mary Washington House and on Lewis Street. It's an outside, really festive cocktail party with terrific entertainment. We have three wonderful bands lined up to entertain us throughout the entire night, and we have a special chance auction this year and a wine pull. Lots of great entertainment throughout the whole evening. A bourbon tasting, of course. How could you have bourbon in Boxwood without some bourbon? And what else am I missing? I think that could be.
This year we're introducing a signature drink for the evening, Glasgow Punch, which is an 18th century drink, but very drinkable, very refreshing. So we're really looking forward to that. The food at this event is so good. I know sometimes you go to fundraisers and you're not necessarily looking forward to the food.
But right.
Oh, our caterer does a lovely job for this. Dori Farrell, everybody loves her food.
Absolutely. And she's a delight to work with. We have some special bourbon-infused foods as well as really unique specialties that come with her wherever she goes, and people really do look forward to them.
Well, and just the location, the Mary Washington House, when you put tents up and you've got the lights up, and it's the whole atmosphere there is, and to have it at the house where that was Mary Washington's house,
I think she'd
pretty cool.
Think it was fun. I really do.
Oh, I
think
so.
She'd think it was fun. I think she'd be glad that her gardens are being used for a fun event. Colonial people entertained a lot. And I just think she would think it was a lot of fun to see music being played there and people mingling and enjoying great food and great drink. I think she and George and all of them would be very happy to see us having a good time there.
I am sorry to say and embarrassed to say I have never been back and seen the gardens at the Mary Washington House.
We'll
so
fix that.
I need to come by and do that. I'm guessing that they must be just like the gardens you find with a lot of the colonial era houses around here, that they're pretty spectacular.
Actually, next year will be the 50th anniversary of the restoration of the garden by the Garden Club of Virginia. So that's something else we're looking forward to. It's been restored. Nobody knew exactly what it looked like.
I was going to ask you about that, if you're just kind of, this is, you're guessing in some ways.
Right, but we do have a vegetable garden. We know that Mary did enjoy spending time in her garden. And so next year we're looking forward to this 50th anniversary. The opening of the garden was a very big event in and of itself, with people coming from all over the state, and there were hundreds of people in attendance. So we're looking forward to celebrating that.
There's been kind of a, there's always been a lot of interest in the Mary Washington House, but like you said, Anne, when you talked about just the switch in ownership and how it's been promoted and all in the last few years, but there's a lot more. You hear a lot more talk, and you have events like this at the Mary Washington House, and you've done some archaeology work in the house and some changes and have made some discoveries. The Mary Washington House, it's a happening place.
We're super excited. We just received a donation that will sponsor dendrochronology work at the Mary Washington House. So we'll be dating wood based on the tree rings. So we'll be able to get more definitive answers on when some of the additions were built and the order in which they were built and such. So we're really looking forward to that.
What was that word you just? I've never heard that. That is like really like that's like a $500 word.
Dendrochronology and it's a very expensive word, yes, but we're certainly looking forward to the results from it.
Well, that will. You'll be able to even tell the story more. I mean, you've found some things just in the last few years, just about different rooms or different parts of the structure, and this'll add to that story.
It will. So those were things that we saw that it's easy to sort of suppose what may have happened, but this is a little more scientific, so we'll really be able to tell some answers and some dates by this. So there's always things to be discovered, and that's what events like this, they help support things like that. In this case, for the dendrochronology, we were able to get an additional donation. But events like this one, they keep us our doors open 360 days a year. They help sponsor the events and the programs. As you mentioned, we now have a year-round lineup of programs and events. In October, we've got a teacher coming to speak on steamboats in the Rappahannock. And later in the month, we'll be putting the ribbons on the fence at the Mary Washington House. I know you've come out for that in support of those who have had breast cancer. St. James House will be open. And then at the Apothecary, we've got an event for the 200th anniversary of Frankenstein. We have somebody coming out to discuss the book and do a little bit of he's a very fun reenactor, so we're looking forward to that. And then at the tavern, we'll be having a toast to history with signature gin drinks this time.
Okay. We're going to get into that, all of those. We'll talk about those a little bit more as we go along. But what a great thing to have at the Apothecary shop, a Frankenstein.
We're looking forward to that.
That will be fun.
Yes. So he came maybe 2 years ago and spoke about electricity, and didn't realize, you know, all these applications of electricity then, and just fun stuff. He came and portrayed a doctor at that time, but we're looking forward to this. You know, most people think Frankenstein, they think the movie. No, the book is 200 years old, so this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm learning. I've learned a new word, and I've learned something about Frankenstein this morning, none of which I thought this would ever happen. Bourbon and Boxwood is, again, on September 22nd, 7 to 10, is at the Mary Washington House. And Jennifer Harding and Darren here. Jennifer, you mentioned that the tickets are going to is this an event that there are, just because I guess there can only be a limited number of tickets sold, because you've got not a huge space there.
You are absolutely right. This is a limited event, and we are getting close. We certainly love selling out, and we've sold out every year for the past several years, and we intend to be sold out again this year. The 75 tickets are available online at the WashingtonHeritageMuseum.org site, or you can call our number. We also are selling tickets. If you've received a ticket in the mail, send it right back in. We'd love to hear from you. And what else can we say about our tickets? You can pay on the telephone as well at the 540-373-5630 number.
Yes. And our office is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if you called right now, there won't be somebody there answering the phone, but there will be shortly.
Yeah.
And we certainly encourage you to do so. If you can't attend but want to make a donation, because I know that there are so many great fall events and so many wonderful fundraisers, you can't make it to everyone. But if you're not able to make it to this but want to support what we do, we certainly would appreciate either you joining the museums, making a donation, any one of the above, because it really is critical for their ongoing care.
You mentioned, Jennifer, that this sells out.
This is
the kind of thing, then, if you're thinking about it today, you need to take action. Pretty quick,
because you should.
You don't want to get into the situation that a week or two from now you decide, yeah, I guess we'll go, and too late.
You're right, and that has happened. And unfortunately, we do have limited space because of all of being in a garden. We just can't be in the trees. You only have limited amount of space, but it's really worth attending.
We'd love to offer this. Yeah, more often. You know, we'd love to be able to do it 2 weeks later to be able to accommodate everybody. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, in order to keep the costs down, we have a wonderful event committee that Jennifer chairs. We've got, you know, lots of people on the committee, although we're always looking for people to help with these things. But it really is a lot of work to put these on.
Oh, yeah.
It's certainly worth it. But, yes, buy your ticket early. Don't wait until the last minute and then think you wish you had.
It is Bourbon and Boxwood. It's September 22nd, 7 to 10 at the Mary Washington House, 1200 Charles Street, WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org for tickets, or you can call 540-373-5630. And Darren is here. Jennifer Harding is here. We are going to talk more about this event and also just what some of the other places that comprise the Washington Heritage Museums. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
And Darren and Jennifer Harding here from the Washington Heritage Museums. We're talking about Bourbon and Boxwood. It is coming up on September 22nd. At the Mary Washington House at 1200 Charles Street, and you should order your tickets before they're all gone. WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org or 540-373-5630. As far as the Washington Heritage Museums, Jennifer, we were just talking off air. This is the kind of story we always talk about, and we usually talk about it in just generalities of, well, we have all this history here, and people are going to be interested, and they're going to want to come here. You're an example of someone who did, who saw all of this and said,
"It's true.
I like this. This is what we want our family around."
It is true. We relocated to Fredericksburg about 6 years ago. My husband was looking to relocate his practice, and we were looking up and down the country, and Fredericksburg stood out among all cities. Shockingly, because of the history and because of the small town feel with a real deep sentiment for culture and for our history, love of history and incorporating it into all facets of our lives, having it on the street, having it available for children to walk in and out of really darling little museums, learning something new about Virginian history. Very easily, learning about it so quickly and jumping into the Washington Heritage Museum, seeing the leeches for the first time, being able to smell the little, the different herbs and spices that were used to keep kids healthy. My kids were fascinated to find out that Hugh Mercer would, because the light was so poor inside the building, sometimes needed to do his operations outside of the building. And that was particularly exciting for our family. We loved walking down to the Mary Washington House and being able to cite pieces of furniture that we had seen in books or we had been reading about and see them in real life. It's really wonderful to have these true assets available all the time. And it really made it wonderful for us to say, we're going to move to Fredericksburg. This is a great city for us to leave New York for and to come live somewhere exciting.
I know that during the breaks we've been talking about, you know, today for a couple school districts is back to school day. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'll point out our museums are wonderful living classrooms for these students. They come particularly in fourth grade, but we also get other grades visiting. We get AP history students visiting as well. But it's a wonderful way to supplement what they're learning in the classroom and in their textbooks, because in these cases, George Washington actually really did walk through his mother's house. You know those things. He did dine at the Rising Sun Tavern before it was a tavern, when it was his brother's home. These people really did live, breathe, and work in these buildings that are now our museums. And it's for a student to be able to see that rather than just reading about it or just hearing about it in the classroom, Those things are important too, but it's wonderful to be able to be in the experience.
No, we talk about so much of this, like you say, the history. It's these are the original buildings, and this all happened right there. I mean, sometimes I'll be in those buildings, and you just look around, and you just think, who all was here over the years, and the conversations, you know, in these walls over the years.
To be a fly on the wall. Absolutely. Back in the colonial times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. How neat would that be to have one day that you could go back? So this is the closest that we can do. And we do, you know, throughout the year, we do welcome school tours in our museums. We love having the school children. And it's a wonderful way for them to support their SOL standards of learning experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, and Jennifer, for you to be able to, you know, to move here, get your kids involved and to take them and to so many of us, you take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's nice being a tourist in your own town. It has helped us really learn about Virginia history. And of course, it's helped us learn about U.S. history, because this is really mm-hmm. where so many things began. So many important steps were taken here in Fredericksburg. And jumping right in, being a tourist in your own town, it's really easy. It's fun to be able to come down and spend the afternoon. Because it's in your own town, you don't have to take an entire weekend to tour Fredericksburg. You can take a few hours out and visit one or two of the sites. And the information is so accessible for children and adults. Our tour guides are really quite capable of looking at their audience and being able to adapt what they are sharing based on the interest that they're seeing in the tourists' eyes. So the more you go, the more information you will learn. It's not always exactly the same. There's always something fresh and exciting, and you put in a little bit of yourself and you get back so much more. It's really a wonderful ability that they have.
Well, and in just the past couple of months, Anne, we've had, the people that you have in charge of each of the, whether it's Katie at the Rising Sun Tavern or Michelle at the Mary Washington House or down at the apothecary shop, everybody's just so, they are so immersed in what they do, and they're all so enthusiastic.
Passionate is a great word for what they,
they
love it. They love to share history. They love to research more about it, or in some cases, you know, you can't research everything. Find other people who can. You know, whether it's everything from historic medicine to historic drinks to Mary Washington's life, we've been blessed with wonderful site managers at each museum who really take that upon themselves to learn more. We've been changing up the tours some. The more we learn, the more we, change the tours a little bit, mm-hmm. which is good. Because if you toured 15 years ago, I'd say come back. It's different.
If you toured 2 years ago, come back. It's so exciting. We've come so many different times. It's a lot of fun.
And I know that it's very easy when you live in Fredericksburg to just sort of take the history for granted. But as an example, my son lives out in Washington State now, and when he tells people there that he lives right by where George Washington grew up, they're completely shocked by it. Mm-hmm. Don't take this history for granted. It is right here, but take advantage of that, because you have an opportunity living in this area that other people across the country don't have.
And the tours, and Jennifer's right. As you find out more, and the tours change, even from a couple of years ago, I know it's totally different.
Yes,
in some cases.
Yes. So, and at the tavern, we're focusing a little bit more on Charles Washington, because he, in and of itself, was a very interesting man. And at the Mary Washington House, we're learning new things about Mary's life. And new things, especially about the building. We've So in the last couple of years, we added a visitor restroom, and in the process of doing so, we found some, you were talking about the evidence in the buildings. We have renovated the Betsy Houston room. We're really looking forward to sharing these things at Bourbon and Boxwood and people being able to see them. The Betsy Houston room, in fact, will be where our chance raffle for Bourbon and Boxwood takes place. And we have a lot of really neat prizes for that that people will have the opportunity to put raffle tickets in on. Jennifer, do you want to mention some of those?
We sure do. Absolutely. We have a beautiful painting of the Rising Sun Tavern by Terry Beringer. We have a golf outing at the Fredericksburg Country Club. Mm-hmm. We have an overnight stay at the Sanderling Resort in Duck. We have jewelry by a nicely developing local artist, Candace Wenger. We have, I'm drawing a blank. We have so many wonderful things. It was astounding to be able to just decide to do this extra silent or this extra little chance auction on a lark, and we were received. We've received so many lovely things, items from Monkeys, items from Willow, a lot of nice local support. We also have a wonderful wine pull where you buy a ticket for this wine pull and you walk away with a beautiful bottle of wine valued anywhere from $20 to $90.
Okay.
It's really a great extra. And you have the chance to see these beautifully renovated rooms. It really is quite special.
And I would point out, just like Jennifer was saying, it's hard to mention all the prizes right here and now. The same with our sponsors. We have so many sponsors for this event. I would say, when you're looking for your ticket online, please take a moment and look at who our wonderful sponsors are. We can't name them all here right now because there are just so many.
So many, yeah.
Yes, but I do encourage you to take a look and see who they are, because these are businesses that really are involved in our community. They take this preservation seriously, and we really, truly appreciate their support.
The other thing that we should mention through all of this, too, is the fact, not only, Jennifer, did you move here and get to take your family to these great museums, you got involved personally. It was more than just we're going to go or we're going to become part of the Washington Heritage Museums. You've gotten involved personally. This is a lot of work.
I sure have, and it sure is. But it's work done with a lot of joy. The organization is really run by we have a terrific leader. We have a terrific board. And I believe I initially got involved by just asking lots of questions of the tour guides and the docents of how can I get involved? You're doing such a great job. What could I do to help out? And someone heard, and they actually drew me right in. And there was many opportunities. We have garden clubs who work in our garden sites. We have
our gift shop is completely run
by
volunteers. Even the buyer is a volunteer. There is nobody who is paid staff in the gift shop. That is a true labor of love. But what that does is when people say proceeds from the gift shop, in this case, it's all the proceeds from the gift shop go to supporting the museums.
As we're getting ready for Bourbon and Boxwood, we are also cleaning up our beautiful garden, and we have opportunities for volunteers who can help us sweep and prepare the garden for this really terrific event on the 22nd. If there are volunteers out there interested in volunteering, please call.
And maybe this is all you need.
This might be all you need to get involved.
Right.
It's really a great organization, and once you've come and you've put some time sweeping in the garden, you may decide that this is absolutely the organization for you to be supercharged and volunteering with.
No, there's something to be said for getting involved in just at any level to do something, and then you may want to do more. But kudos to you, Jennifer, for getting involved, because
it gives.
Everybody who joins gives everybody a different, you get a different perspective on things and new ideas, and on you go.
Well, and just as I mentioned, you mentioned membership. We talked about how sponsorship has several different price points and one that, you know, is probably going to fit every business or individual or fit a lot of them. Membership is much the same way. We have many different levels of membership, each with different benefits that go with it. But there probably is something that meets most everybody's needs. And I would say same is true for volunteering. If you've got a talent that you want to share with the museums, we probably have a need for it. Mm-hmm. Whether it's photography, whether it's helping with the office. If you're a great social media person, we'd love to talk to you. Gardening, we mentioned. Mm-hmm. And the gift shop, because it is staffed entirely by volunteers, they are always looking for people to come and help there. Our museum volunteering runs year-round with some things that are, I like to call them one and dones. You know, you volunteer for that one day and that's your commitment. Mm-hmm. Or things that continue year-round.
WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org is the website. The event that we're talking about this morning, Bourbon and Boxwood, is on September 22nd at the Mary Washington House from 7 to 10. You can go to the website or call 540-373-5630 for tickets. Don't wait because this event does sell out. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap this up with Ann Darren and Jennifer Harding when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Washington Heritage Museum is our focus this morning, and specifically Bourbon and Boxwood. It's the 22nd. From 7 to 10 at the Mary Washington House, WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org for information. And Darren, Jennifer Harding here. Jennifer is kind of running this show as you get closer, and we're into September now. And as you mentioned, Jennifer, if you're interested, this does sell out. Get
it
your
sure
tickets
does.
Now.
It sure does. Ticket sales are live. We are totally encouraging everyone who is interested to please come out and get your ticket now. They definitely sell out. And who wouldn't want to sell out to an event that has the Harry Wilson Quartet and Whiskey Dango Foxtrot and Ask Fred all in a lineup back to back? It's
absolutely
really fun. Lots of fun. Live music, garden tours, house tours, Glasgow Punch. It's a great event.
And good food.
Awesome food.
See, I've heard you both have said that the food is good. And it's, I guess you put up tents in the back and it's,
Tents on Lewis Street. So it should be pointed out, it is a rain or shine event.
Okay.
And fortunately, every year we've been blessed with beautiful weather. We sincerely hope this year will be the same. But we do have those tents there just in case. Because, you know, if you carry an umbrella, then it's not going to rain that day.
No, exactly.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's Bourbon and Boxwood on the 22nd. And this is just one of many events that you have going on with the Washington Heritage Museum.
Exactly. I do encourage people to visit WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org to see what events we have upcoming. I ran through some of our October events. The other thing, I know with museums, it's easy to look backward because we're preserving history. But some of the things we have coming up, we're looking at roofing care, drainage care for our museums, much like tires protect a car. Those mm-hmm. are the things that protect the building, the roof, the drainage. We're looking at painting some of our museums. It really does help protect it from the elements. And also future staffing. We really do want to expand our staff to be able to broaden our appeal to the community. And that's what events like this help support.
WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org has all the information. And again, you mentioned a little bit earlier some of the events coming up. You've got at all of these, at all of the locations, you've got things going up. So check it out and visit and get involved.
Absolutely.
We'd love it.
Yes. Become a member. come visit the museums. There's a lot of different ways. Even if you have toured the museums recently and you just want to come shop in the gift shop, that's fine too. You don't have to purchase the ticket to shop in the gift shop. We encourage people to just consider that as part of their gift shopping for the year.
With the holidays coming up.
Absolutely.
Get something local. Yeah, and do that. Well, this looks like a great event as usual. Again and again, WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org is the website, and 540-373-5630, the number if you want to order tickets. And as you have said over and over, Jennifer, do not wait.
That's right. Hope to see you there.
Thank you both. This has been great stuff, and there will be no rain. We're all knocking on simulated wood and making sure it doesn't occur. But thanks so much for what you do. And Jennifer, great to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having
Jennifer
us.
Harding and Darren here from Washington Heritage Museums. Again, Bourbon and Boxwoods
thanks
on the 22nd.
To
thanks
Town Talk
thanks,
on
Jeff.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.